Selection varies by location.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
609ers, you know what to do. Move it, even in the rain. Move it.
Move it.
Go to the phone, talk to Randy Rainwater. What up, Double R?
What's that bulge in his chest?
It's probably a barometer. Go back to bed.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
All else is in the jackpot now.
Yeah.
What do you want, Randy?
He is a horny old man.
Whoa. Ray Tucker is a friend of yours. Stop it.
KABZ 103.7 The Buzz.
Hand me the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Ziggity diggity.
Ziggity diggity.
Ba-ba-dum.
Don't blow this for us, Gene.
Yakshimash.
You blew it.
I did not.
Anis Horribilis.
Anis Horribilis.
Oh my goodness me.
We're working on a T-bone steak.
Look at it.
Who is your daddy? And what does he do?
About up against it here, but go ahead and squeeze one in quick for me.
Whoa.
I hate rude behavior, man. Won't tolerate it.
Dang right.
I like it.
Let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Bonjour from Normandy, friends. Welcome back to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore. Woo, Pig Suey.
So good.
This is your home.
That's either the bro call or a great call for some type of animal that we'll discuss with Trey Reed this morning. Right, that is an all-star bro call.
Right, yeah.
Good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Wednesday Hump Day, May 6th. It is raining outside. Man, I think we've got rain all day with potential.
A little chilly, bro.
It is 53 degrees out there. I got a sweatshirt.
I know. I got a jacket. What do you got on, Christian?
I got a jacket / hoodie, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, they say there might be some choppy storms tonight, right? That's what they say?
I think we had them this morning when I was in the library I heard them.
I started hearing last night, probably, I went to bed about 2, and I think I heard them around 2 when they started coming in.
I think we may get a little bit more rain this morning, but I don't know. I don't know anymore after that.
Glad you're with us today. Got a busy show. We've got Trey Reed. If you got a question for the outdoors, he will be here at 6:30, brought to you by Arch Marine. Craig O'Neill is coming by, obviously, Genesis of Conway. That's at 7 o'clock. John Daly. A rare miss yesterday with John, so he's going to make that up today.
He's a good guy.
We're going to hear from our guys at Bath Fitter who have a bathtub in the hot tub, the
nice.
Tub races,
nice.
Which
nice.
We're participating. Did you see the video the Hot Springs had done that I sent you this morning? You don't look at anything I sent
well,
you.
Well, I do, but when I get here, I immediately start.
Yeah, it was on Instagram. The Hot Springs, the city of Hot Springs put it. I got a song. The hot tub race has a song.
Oh, no, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I got to play a little match game today, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal.
All right, sir.
Yeah, also, too, Roger, today is National Nurses Day.
Yeah.
It's actually National Nurses Week, but today is Nurse Day, School right. Nurse Day, either one, both of them. So
all
if you're,
right.
you're a nurse or school nurse,
my
thank you.
My daughter-in-law is a nurse practitioner.
Yes.
My ex-daughter-in-law is a nurse practitioner.
Right. It's a very honorable profession.
My sister-in-law, Sheila, is a nurse and probably for over 30-something years down there in Hot Springs.
By the way, that's the voice of Roger Scott.
Hey, bro.
Christian Weaver is also producing here in the studio today. Good morning, Christian.
Good morning, fellas.
A couple things. Today, morning, we've David. Got the Razorbacks at 1 o'clock against Mississippi State.
That's the ladies. That's the ladies.
Last night, you had a really surprise no-hitter by Arkansas State against the Trojans over here in Little Rock.
Yeah.
So that's the first no-hitter, I think, since the 2005, 21 years for ASU.
We had
the kid's a Searcy kid.
We had a small, intimate crowd at Boudreaux's last night.
Yes.
So, I mean, we were it was 5 teams. A lot of people, but 5 teams. We're in route. I'm out of there before 7:30. Okay,
right,
so
right.
I roll. So I got to thinking this morning. What would that equate to? How fast is that game? 93 pitches up and
good.
Down.
Yeah, good question.
How fast is that?
He only had. I think he hit one guy, or he'd had a perfect game. He's a big, tall kid. Like he's 6'7". He's buddies with Davis.
Just throwing down, bro.
Yeah, Jessica's son, and they went 12-0. That's what they needed a no hitter, but they got that. And Razorbacks won't play in baseball until Friday.
Right.
You also had the UAPB losing in the SWAC tournament. UCA lost last night to Memphis.
Now, you mentioned that this is the tournament for the.
For the ladies. That's right. NBA playoffs last night. You'd be proud of me, Christian. I put the NBA game on between the Thunders and the Lakers. I put it on in the first quarter, Roger. Put it on mute because I didn't really need to hear anything. I said, it's going to be background.
Now, that I don't understand. I don't understand.
So I can look up there and see if it's anything exciting. And it would.
But you can't hear. Okay.
So basically what I saw was that the Thunder led the entire
Thunder
game.
Thunder rolled
for most of the entire game. And then finally, the last about 3 minutes, I clicked it on for volume. And it was about that time they were up by 18.
Is that the
final? 108
to 90? Yeah, 108 to 90. Thunder really didn't play that well. Still covered the numbers.
Yeah, still.
So.
That's a slap at HB and Laker fans. Thunder blew, but they still knocked you out.
The line was like 12, right?
15.5.
15.5.
Wow, come on with it.
Then you had the Pistons beating the Cavaliers 111-101. I think they snapped a record last night. What was that? Ended an NBA record tying 12-game postseason losing streak against a single opponent. So I guess they had not beaten Cleveland in quite some time.
Sure.
You got the hockey going on, the Avalanche and the Wild. I'm not locked into that. You got Anaheim at Vegas tonight.
Avalanche lead 2-0 in that series.
Yeah, they beat the Wild 5-2. What is the Wild mascot? What does a Wild look like?
We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Yeah,
it's like a bear sort of thing.
It's a bear? Or is it like multiple bears?
It's a singular bear.
Okay. All right.
And there's like trees and stuff behind it.
So. Not to be confused with the term wilding.
Yeah, exactly, Roger. We are 4 days until Mother's Day, 16 days until Memorial Day weekend. Roger, we've got to get a couple teams up on the show at some point in the next couple of days from BuzzBQ.
Okay.
That is right around the corner. That begins at 11 o'clock, goes till 6. I think you're going to be doing some media. I'll be doing some media, too, promoting that.
How do you know that?
Just through the grapevine.
No. How do you know that? How do I get a text from Chuck Gatlin, but you're privy to that? Now, I'll be on Channel 4 tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm doing Channel 7.
I know you. So that's your connection there. If not, you'd be on there.
No. You need this is your time. It is your time to shine.
But see,
the 661-1037. Hey, great birthday day today, Roger. Right. Mainly for one reason.
Yeah.
The great Bob Seger. You will never go wrong, Christian, in playing Bob Seger. You know, Bob Seger is a guy that I think is sort of an underrated guy. We never really talk about him being one of the greats. He's got, what, probably 12 or 15 number one hits?
I don't know about the number ones, but since you brought it up not too long ago, it's amazing a lot of the bands and rock stars and everybody that do not have number ones. And I don't know, just this page right here, there's 4, 8, 12, 16.
How about that? And they're all great songs.
20 songs right there that we all know, and that's just...
Watch this. We go to Christian on this because you know it, Roger. What's this song famous for, Christian? What's this? This
like was, a rock.
Yep.
It was used in advertising. Who used it?
He doesn't know.
Oh, I don't know. No.
Yeah. It was a campaign. Was it Chevy?
Yeah.
It was a truck company. But it was the campaign. Like a rock. It was big.
Yeah.
Made that song even more popular than.
Seger has two number ones.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Like a rock and Shakedown.
See how many of those charted though.
Well,
the top,
we love
top 15
Shakedown.
Or top 20.
I mean, that's
he has 12 top 10.
Okay, there you go. See, those should all be number ones in my opinion. A couple other things today, too. We talked about the Facebook Live I did, Roger, is that the one word that stood the test of time, you know what it is, Christian? One word that works in your generation and mine. That if I say it to you, you won't be offended. Think, man, that's an old man word. And that we could go back to the 60s or 70s and say it.
Nope.
Starts with a C.
C.
Hey, whoa!
It's like, hey, man.
It is the C word.
You going to have a good day today? You got anything taken care of? Yeah, I do. Cool, man. Thanks.
Cool. Stands the test of time.
Cool still works.
I think the only difference is the pronunciation. You might go, man, that's cool.
Cool.
Cool. But I use cool. I use cool when
I
text.
I actually wonder sometimes, Roger. I thought about it the other day. Does it sound right? If I put cool in, like, if I type something up, people go, cool. Cool.
You know what? It depends on the punctuation after. If it goes cool with a question mark, are you good with that?
You cool with that?
Yeah. And if it's cool, yeah.
Other couple of stories. I mentioned this in our Facebook Live.
Right.
Cereal box toys may be making a comeback. Since for the first time in a decade, Kellogg's is bringing back cereal box toys. And we were talking about, for us, Christian, you know, I remember vividly in the 70s, you could cut out the actual record on the back of a box and play it on a record player.
I don't know if it was Cheerios or Honeycombs.
Sugar Crisp.
Yeah. Several of them.
They had vinyls.
Dude.
Cereal box?
It was... A 45 record.
Mm-hmm.
You cut it out. I think it was perfed on the back of the box. It played on your record player.
I don't.
You think Twitter is cool?
Yeah.
What AI?
It wasn't vinyl. What was it?
It was cardboard.
It was a plastic of some kind.
It played. I just remember the Archies.
Google it.
But I was trying to think. So apparently they're going to tie this in with Toy Story 5. Have you ever got anything out of a box?
When I was a kid, they were still around. I can't recall anything that I actually got out of a box, but I remember it.
Was that little bitty, it was either a face or a chicken or a pig or something with little BBs that you'd have to put
in. Game. I think I got a change purse one. I remember they had a campaign where they'd put the Frito Bandito eraser.
Oh, yes.
You could go in and get it, be a
that's
little wrapper.
Right.
You could go in and get that.
That's right.
You would dig around. You would pull out the whole box to get to whatever the toy was.
Or you'd put your booger-laden hands in there and pull it out, and you didn't think anything about it when your brother and sister were doing cereal. The only thing
that got me sometimes was when Mom would try to make the cabinet a little bit bigger by consolidating all the boxes of cereal since they were only half box or a quarter of a box left. She'd put cereal in with another box. Ma.
But you said this right. Hey, forget Twitter. We cut out the back of a cereal box and played it. Played it on a record player, and it worked.
That was magic. I guarantee you they got that from some of those studies in White Sands at Area 51.
Did you guys have cereal containers, or did you just go straight from the box?
There was no container store. You didn't put a clothespin on the wax paper that held it in there to keep it fresh.
Or you roll it up.
If you had a clothespin.
Let me tell you what. You know who does containers probably? Hatchers. I can see the Hatchers.
There's no doubt.
Everything's so organized.
Oh, I have them. No. I have them now.
But you do?
I don't do the cereal. No. Because my sister-in-law in Florida, she should be a batrillionaire because of the design decorating things like that. So she consolidated with the containers. So as a matter of fact, 2 weeks ago, they were empty, so I just started utilizing them, putting whatever I had. But no. Now I don't.
You got your labeler and your
highfalutin. It's just because they were in there empty with the boxes.
The other thing came out. I read this story. A woman on TikTok apparently started this conversation.
Shep's got them now.
Does anyone actually follow the instructions for Kraft mac and cheese? Apparently. Would you know what the directions are if you were to make? How would you make it? I've never made. I don't think out of a box. That's right. You don't even eat mac and cheese.
You pour the macaroni out and you put water in there and you put the powder on there. Right?
Well, the mac is hard when you first put. You've got to boil it, right?
You have to boil it.
Okay. So apparently, Roger, You put 4 tablespoons of butter.
All right. No, I don't.
That's what the directions
I've
say.
Ever done that.
It says 6 cups of water, 4 tablespoons of butter, and a half cup of milk.
I've ever done the butter.
I know. I think that's what the lady was going. Does anybody follow those actual directions, or you just do it yourself?
I think
because that's what they tell you.
Yeah, once you found out how to do it, you never do it again.
And 4 tablespoons of butter. My God.
No, I've never heard of butter. That.
Trey rejoins. Good morning, Trey.
Good morning.
With a cool, got a little rain gear on this morning.
Yeah, it's a little rainy out there.
It is.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I tell you, it's one of the enjoyable things, unless you know a tornado's coming, is to listen and maybe 2 o'clock in the morning, but you hear the thunder.
Yeah, I woke up to that this morning.
Yeah, it's
about 3:30.
It's outstanding, unless you want to go hunting.
I had a hard time going back to sleep, though.
Did you hear
sometimes when I hear that thunder, I'm thinking, is that a Randy Rainwater Holton Sexton commercial?
did you hear the bro call today? The bro call, this is a Hall of Fame bro call by Roger that he sent to me by phone. We've got the system, and it almost sounds like it could be for Wild Game, if you can find that, Roger.
Right,
you know about the bro call. We do it in the mornings, every morning at 6 o'clock. I come around the hall. Here we go.
He don't know. Here you go, I learned that because my Native American heritage.
I hear that on the opening.
Yes.
Yeah. Again, it's part of my Native American heritage. We use that kind of a wind talker thing as well. So you know it. So you can the settlers.
This is my favorite part about it, Trey, and Christian too, is we can have a big crowd somewhere, and there could be 500 people, and I walk up, I go, and there will be one head that looks my way that will turn.
That's right.
It's like I'm a bird communicating with another bird. The bird goes, "What?
Yep.
What's
yep.
up?"
Well,
no other head turns my direction.
You know, it's funny you bring that up because that's sort of the theme of our Arkansas Game and Fish, Arkansas Wildlife calendar this year.
Okay.
You know, we have the photos.
Yes.
We'll have different themes, like, you know, all from wildlife management areas or whatever. But this year we have a QR code where you can listen to the vocalizations of each animal
that's featured in the, so maybe you
can use that for some material in the future. There,
what was that little pull toy that you used to have that would have all the different sounds?
What did they call it, speak and spell, or something like that.
Did you hear us talking about the pulling toys out of the cereal boxes?
I did hear that as I was pulling into the parking lot.
I remember Cracker Jacks always had something, but
Cracker Jacks sort of pioneered that.
They were the first one to do it. But then it got to be where they were putting in a lot of things, and you would dig. I remember you know, mother, don't pour out the box and get to the can. Sure. To get to the toy. You'll get to it sooner or later.
I don't remember any specific toy that, like, you know, jazzed me up or anything like that. But I do remember, you know, obviously cereal boxes having lots of toys.
I mean, they're like Happy Meal toys. They're not something that are, like, extravagant. But it's like, oh, I got a toy.
Yeah.
Cool. So, someone says on our Middleton Heat Air text line, plastic wasn't invented when Basil and Roger were young. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
He's saying that we're old.
I know, but
we didn't have plastic.
But I don't know.
Because never mind.
Someone said Hoot Owl was my family's favorite call. Let's see. Ask Trey, what does the fox say?
well done.
I'm sure Roger will play that soon. Yeah, well thanks. Done. Appreciate you teeing that one up.
Someone said, did you know that the box tops are not cutouts anymore? They put a scan bar next to it to get it now. I don't know what that means.
Do what now? Say it again.
The box tops, the collecting of...
we used to do that.
Box tops on cereal and all kinds of stuff.
We used to send in box tops.
I remember school drives.
Yeah, you would get like school supplies or educational supplies.
Yeah.
That's still a thing, I believe.
I guess it's a barcode now?
Yeah, it has been in the past few years. I know my kids...
Physical.
That.
This is so good. Somebody put, one toy was a toy submarine that ran on baking soda. I feel like I remember that you've put the little submarine thing, baking soda
really?
In it.
Made it run?
Yeah, we have to, during the break, we'll have to go back and look at toys that used to be in the boxes in the 60s and 70s.
Wow.
But anyway, I give him credit. Coming back, what a great idea. Because, listen, as a kid... When you saw that it was advertised, you would go for it.
Because kids don't eat enough sugary foods already. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
So let's
right.
entice them with more stuff.
The other thing is, we go to break. The president announced yesterday that they're doing the presidential fitness test, and it goes back to the 50s.
Oh, yeah. I remember doing that.
Did you do that?
I got the president's physical fitness award.
I want to say I got the patch somewhere, but I don't remember doing it. Do you
remember doing it.
Yes and no. I mean, I remember the patch. I remember it being proud that I won that thing.
It's a standard. It's like four or five different things that you do. Run.
Yeah.
And it has sit-ups, push-ups, pull-ups.
Running. That's the ones I remember.
What age?
I think it's...
grade school. We did it in grade school.
Yeah, we did it in fifth and sixth grade is when I remember.
Is that when you got beaten tug-of-war? Is that the same time period? Yeah, did she also get a patch? She probably got two patches.
She did. Sure she did.
Yeah. What's her name?
Sandra Eccles.
Sandra Eccles, yeah. Let's take a break. If you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037.
Thank you, Sandra.
If you got a question for Trey Reed, you can ask by calling or you ask by texting. Someone says, how about selling stuff in order to win the X-ray glasses that were on the back of the magazine? I remember that.
And the seahorses.
Someone said, I sent in box tops for a plus sugar bear. I never did the box tops. Now that you say it, I remember it.
I remember wanting Mom to buy Bozo hot dogs, Bozo Franks, so I could get the UPC code, turn those in, and get a little puppet. It was a puppet that had Bozo holding an umbrella, and you push it, and he would collapse, obviously, is what it would be. And I used to work with Gary Ware, and he told me at one time, at the bottom of the ocean somewhere, a ship had... sunk. That was a cargo ship that had thousands of boxes of those things on it, and it just said. But anyway, Bozo Franks were a little bit more expensive than Bar S Franks, so we had to get those.
So instead of a further review, we have not fully determined if Roger's Call of the Wild is more like a baby Wookiee, Chewbacca, or a baby Gizmo.
Yeah, I don't know why it's got to be a baby, sir, lady, lady.
All right, do not go away. We'll come back and find out what the fox says. Trey Reed will help us on that. That's kept him out on.
Genesis of Conway presents Craig O'Neill each week when he joins Roger, Baz, and Justin on Morning Mayhem. Genesis of Conway, the future of luxury today.
Is SportsCenter.
In Major League Baseball, the Yankees won their 25th game of the season by beating the Rangers 7-4 last night. It's also their 15th win in 17 games. Elsewhere, the Cubs won their 7th straight game by beating the Reds 3-2 in 10 innings. Michael Busch hit a game-tying home run in the 8th before hitting the game-winning single in the 10th. The Braves won their 26th game of the year by beating the Mariners 3-2. Matt Olson hit the go-ahead home run in the 9th inning. On Monday, he hit his 300th career home run, a feat only 166 players have accomplished in MLB history. He leads the National League in home runs runs with 13 and RBIs with 33. And Arkansas softball will take on Mississippi State in the SEC tournament today. First pitch is set for 1. Coverage can be seen on SEC Network. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
We still will have rain showers through the day, a 60% chance of light to moderate rainfall. Cool, a touch breezy with a high of 62 degrees. Tonight, down to 50 for the overnight low, and a 40% chance of rain. Stays cloudy, but tomorrow it'll be mostly sunny with a high of 70. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Join the Zone each Monday for Game Balls and Jockstraps, brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping. Find out who made the best, average, and worst headlines in sports and entertainment each Monday. Justin gives you his Game Balls and Jockstraps on the Zone from 10 till 1. Brought to you by Acaddy's Touch Landscaping, 501-794-2770. Call today and get your landscape updated to a whole new level. And be listening for Game Balls and Jockstraps only on 103.7 The Buzz.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram store right here in Sherwood. Well, you know, I looked this up, and we've been in business since 1989. That's a long time. You know, many dealers have come and gone. We believe our pricing policy and our service after the sale have served us well. As you know, folks, we post our sale prices, which we call green tags, right on the windshield. This way, everyone gets the same price, and there's no hoops or no negotiations to jump through to get to the bottom line. I don't like saying so many thousands off. That's very confusing. Off of what? And does that affect my interest rate? So I like to keep things simple. My promise is this. We will not be undersold. We value your time and your decision. Come visit us in Sherwood on Roaring Road or check us out with our green tag pricing on FletcherDeals.com. Thank you.
Spring is here, but if you're still feeling exhausted with no energy and no sex drive, it may be time to head to Low T Center, y'all. Look, 1 in 4 men have low testosterone. At Low T Center, you can book a free testosterone test and see if you qualify for TRT customized to your body by expert providers. Choose self-payer insurance. It's your choice. You can even have your treatment shipped to your door. Low T Center's got the highest quality testosterone, and their providers tailor it to you, so you know it's effective. Put the spring in your step. Head to LowTCenter.com. That's LowTCenter.com and book your TRT appointment today.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
If you have a milkshake and I have a straw, and my straw reaches across the room and into your milkshake, I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
It's Trey Reed from the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. If you've got questions about outdoor life in Arkansas, Trey is the guy with all the answers.
All the answers.
Brought to you by Arts Marine. No. Arts Marine in North Little Rock has been carrying Yamaha, G3, and Tohatsu for over 50 years. Call them today at 753-7351.
Hey, Trey.
All right, if you've got a question for Trey, you can certainly ask. You're going to say, go ahead, Trey. Hold on. Good Lord, what is that?
It's what the fox
says.
That's
what the fox says?
That's the fox.
That's a fox. It's a red fox.
Wow.
Fox, yeah. Jack.
I got a question already on the phone here, Raj. Sure. Let's go to Chris.
Oh, very good.
Chris, good morning. You got a question for Trey Reed?
What up, Chris?
Yeah, how are y'all this morning?
Doing great.
Hey, so, Trey, I spent the first week of turkey season hunting Muddy Creek WMA, absolutely beautiful WMA.
Yeah, man.
But I couldn't help but notice every morning, 30 minutes before daylight, there's logging crews firing up equipment, and I was just wondering, why were they logging in turkey season on the WMA? It was no less than 6 different crews on the WMA. I drove around and looked around, there was just cutovers everywhere, and I'd like to know, I wonder if you could shed some light on that.
Yeah, well, thanks, Chris. Number one, Chris, so that's a cooperatively managed wildlife management area. It's actually owned by the U.S. Forest Service and not Game and Fish. It's about 150,000-160,000 acres. It's a big one in Ouachita National Forest. Now, as far as Game and Fish is concerned, we do our very best not to have any timber harvest going on during an active hunting season. You know, we try to get those wrapped up, and I mean, it's often a stipulation in the contract with our bid winners who get those that you can't harvest. Now, obviously, the Forest Service may be operating under a different paradigm there, and so I really can't answer precisely why they were doing that. I know as a state agency, we don't do that. We try not to have any kind of timber harvest or really any type of big management actions. We do some prescribed fires this time of year, but we're typically not going to do those during turkey season. Probably going to do those before, or in more cases now, even after during the growing season. But that would probably be, to get a definitive answer to your question, why that was happening at Muddy Creek during turkey season this year, I would talk to the folks at the U.S. Forest Service.
If you just tuned in, we do have rain coming through central Arkansas. We see it on the radar there on all the TV stations. And I think there's a possibility of some heavy stuff tonight at some point coming through. Mm. Razorbacks play at 1 o'clock against Mississippi State in the SEC tournament. That's being held in Kentucky. I think that's it. Everybody played yesterday in baseball. I'm not sure if anybody's playing today or not. You had NBA last night and NHL, which we'll mention here in just a second. Mm-hmm. Trey Reed is with us. Here's a question for you. Does Trey know and has any thoughts on deer farms trying to breed deer to resist CWD genetically? That's from Patrick.
I don't really have a whole lot of knowledge of that. I can tell you that we at Arkansas Game and Fish worked with, it's called the Douglas Lab, Michael and Marlis Douglas, who are some biologists up at the University of Arkansas, and they're really well known doing wildlife DNA genetics work. And they, early on, after we found CWD in Arkansas, they did some analysis for us. And there are some indications that there may be some white-tailed deer that genetically have a predisposition maybe not to contract CWD as likely as another deer. Now, how you breed that and deer farms, I really couldn't speak to that. But I do know there has been, we've actually had some work here in Arkansas going on to determine, like, is there anything genetically a marker that could indicate that a deer might not be as susceptible to chronic wasting disease.
Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, I'm going to mention two things. We're going to be in the hot tub races, which has been going on for quite some time. Stuart Pennington, right? Is that the name?
It sounds very familiar.
Yeah, we'll get that right if we're not. But we'll visit with the guys from Bath Fitter who are right. Building a tub for us to be to be a part of that. That's coming up. Also, too, I'm going to share a little bit.
That's in June, I think.
Yeah, not too far away, yeah. Going to talk about what I've heard going on with the tennis situation in Fayetteville. Heard a little scoop on that yesterday. Today's National Nurses Day. Who is the most famous nurse and why they did it this week? It was actually named because of this week being a birthday week of this particular nurse.
It's got to be Florence Nightingale.
Wow, look at that. That is an A1. Very nice.
That's the
good job.
She's number one.
Yeah, you know,
I
don't know much about her. She was a celebrated English social reformer, statistician, founder of modern nursing.
Yeah.
She became well-known while taking care of the wounded soldiers during the Crimean War. She was dubbed the Lady with a Lamp because of her habit of making rounds at night. So, Florence Nightingale.
Yeah. She was the first one, I think, to tell all the patients, dude, that it goes, the opening's in the back.
We are 4 days until Mother's Day. Make sure you take care of business with Mom. We've got Buzzbecue this Saturday from, now did I say it's 11, right? It's 11 to 6.
When the gates open.
Yeah, and so come on, be a part of it. It's fun. You've got a lot of free food, got a lot of free barbecue.
I don't know. What's it cost for kids? Somebody ask on here. Are kids free? Do you know?
That's a good
question. Great question.
I do not know.
We need to
know.
We need to find that out.
What age group? Yeah, if you are still suckling the teat, I don't think they're going to charge you.
Someone says, this is Rob from Samantha's, Nurse Diesel from High Anxiety. I don't know. I don't think I've seen High Anxiety.
Don't know that.
And by the way, you didn't know what Christian was doing. That is a clip from a really crazy movie There Will Be Blood. Is that correct?
That's yeah, it's from There Will Be
yeah,
Blood.
Yeah, it's what's the actor's name?
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah. Do you remember that scene?
I don't remember that scene.
It is a bizarre, unsettling scene at the very end of a long, unsettling movie. Roger, there's two movies.
I do remember it's a very unsettling movie.
Two movies you got to watch. One, I challenge you to watch one this week. What was that? Yesterday. Remember what it was, Christian?
I do.
I said you watched that this week.
I remember.
What was it?
Caddyshack 2.
No. What was it? Christian, help us out.
All right, I'll write it down.
What was it, Christian?
Gladiator.
Gladiator. He's not seen Gladiator.
Oh, yeah.
Primarius Maximus Medeiros.
Well, you just said something bad in Latin.
Do I only want to watch it for that one scene?
No, it's actually a good movie.
It's really good.
No, it's a good movie.
As a trained actor like you are, I'd like it.
It's a good movie.
Yes, you must. So we've had that one, and There Will Be Blood. I want to see you come in the next day after There Will Be Blood.
There Will Be Blood.
Also a very good movie.
Now, is that the one with Javier Bavier? Is Javier Bavier?
No.
What is that one?
You're thinking of No Country for Old Men.
That's it. Wait, you haven't seen that?
Yes, we watched that part of the Hawks Holmes movie.
Trey Reed, who are the top three animal species that are having relations from May until August? Is Roger Call of the Wild included in that? I don't think so.
Yeah, there's quite a few animal species that'll be turkeys is probably the first one you think about. They're kind of wrapping their things up. But yeah, who knows what Roger's sounder is going to call in.
It is. That's what every bro call aspires to be.
Well, it's one of those things. Again, when you do the bro call, yeah, granted, there may be a dozen people, depending on how many people are around, that will turn their head and go, what is going on? What is going on? But there will be one person that goes, somebody's calling me. It's like the bat signal.
Yes.
Is what it is. You know what that is, and you know somebody. Here it is.
I think I would recognize that in a crowd, for sure.
There's no doubt. I'm just saying, but others might not. Others might not who are not privy.
He's saying it regardless, he's going to turn around and look. That's what you're saying, because it's so unique.
I
would associate it with the 6 o'clock hour.
I would.
That's
what I'm saying.
From the 501, Oakland Foundation gave away 120 college scholarships yesterday. Garland County students, very nice. 120. They do that through the Arkansas Community Foundation, where Jessica is, and they've been helping them do that. But they've been giving away scholarships for years over there. It's, you know, they really have I don't think people realize how much money and the scholarships they give away. Someone says, Baz, put Mr. Brooks on your movie list, Nikki Awesome. I don't think I've seen that one.
Is that the Kevin Costner bad guy?
Yeah, I've not seen that one.
Well, he goes to AA meetings. Yeah, it's okay.
It's not crazy.
To see it, yeah.
Someone says, Cloris Leachman plays her Mel Brooks film.
Are we talking about Frankenstein?
Is she a nurse? I don't know.
She's in that, right?
I can't believe Christian's recall. Christian's only 29 years old. Christian's throwing out movies that are
Young Frankenstein. She's in that, right?
Yeah, she's
Terry Gard.
She's Frau Blücher.
Yes,
Frau Blücher. Seen two quail and heard five different Bob Whites down by Lake Greeson when I was down there. Turkey hunting, didn't kill any, but heard plenty of birds.
Yeah, Game and Fish, along with U.S. Army Corps of Engineers and Weyerhaeuser, has some land right there. But we've got, again, another one of these cooperatively managed wildlife management areas around Lake Greeson, particularly sort of on the western part there. They've done a ton of habitat work, and what that is, we're talking about the guy was upset about the timber harvest going on, but. And I would be too if I'm out there turkey hunting. But when you get that, when you get some of that opening in the forest and allows the sunlight to hit the ground, you get a lot of those ground plants and bushes and shrubs and forbs coming up. It is great for turkeys and quail. And I was over there a couple years ago shooting some video. We heard tons of quail in May, June time frame around Lake Greeson.
Do want to say congratulations again to Kyler Tingler. Only 93 pitches, as Roger mentioned a minute ago. A no-hitter, almost a perfect game against a really good Trojan team. That's a good baseball team. That was in Little Rock. Yeah, that was they won 12-0. So impressive. The Lady Razorbacks play today at 1 o'clock versus Mississippi State. You know, we mentioned it yesterday, Trey. They're number 5 in the country. Number 5, number 1 toughest schedule. They are 7th seeded in the tournament this weekend.
Wow.
7th. They don't even get a bye, and they're the number 5 team in the country. It is nutso. Scared, though.
You've got Oklahoma, Texas, Tennessee, Florida, Mississippi State. These are all SEC teams, and they're in the top 10.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It just means more.
By the way, Roger, did you see, again, Christian, I don't know if you see, we talked about this before, Trey, but there's an interesting thing happening in terms of print journalism, is especially with NIL. When we have players on as part of our NIL calls, traditional media are listening to it because they don't always have access to players like they used to. So Matt Jones does it on a regular basis for the Democrat Gazette. He mentioned Cam Koshal. Talking about the home run the other day by Christian Turner. Mentioned being what he got from our show.
Wow.
And the other Best of Arkansas Sports always listens. And
why is that? I mean,
well, because they don't give them access to the athletes like every day like they used to. And so this is their way of getting, you know, we pay the players to do that. And so, but anyway, I just thought that was interesting. Then
I think that's BS, man.
It's true. No, it's true.
If you're going to play, especially in a scholarship situation.
Oh, you're talking about the players not having access. Yeah,
you know, I think the players should be made available to the media. But of course, I'm an old print journalist.
No, that's the way we used to be. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
They've changed that.
Yeah.
And don't give the access.
That's wrong.
And I think it's a negative because you don't get to know the players
as well.
You're not
going to get as much exposure that way either.
There's no question. But they would like to control the narrative. Every school does with their Hogs Plus and all that, where they can monetize it and do that kind of thing, but at the expense of, I think, getting to know.
Rolling my eyes if you're listening to the radio.
And Bob Wiesner, by the way, speaking of a journalist, did we mention that yesterday briefly?
We did.
Yeah, Bob Wiesner was honored at Oakland this weekend.
Oh, cool.
One of the great writers.
Working with him, Hot Springs Sentinel Record, yeah.
Been doing it a long time. He's still doing it. Yeah, he's sort of a legendary.
His article as a young lad.
All right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037, you can text or call. Don't go away. That's Bob Seger. Was he 81 today? Is that what I saw?
I didn't see the numbers. I didn't see the numbers because I don't see age.
Yeah, you don't see numbers. I'm pretty sure it's 81. All right, don't go away. It's David Basil with Morning Mayhem for my good friends at Baptist Health. You know, in sports, we talk about the best ability being availability. You can't help the team if you're on the sidelines. The same goes for your life outside the stadium. Baptist Health is all about keeping you in the game. That starts with the screenings we often put off, like colonoscopies and prostate exams. Now, I get it. Nobody wants to schedule these, but at Baptist Health, they make it simple. They aren't just looking for problems. They're looking for peace of mind. Catching things early isn't just a win. It's the ultimate game changer for you and your family. And if you ever do need a procedure, Baptist Health is leading the way with the new Da Vinci 5 robotic surgical system. It's the latest in surgical precision, meaning smaller incisions, less pain, and most importantly, a much faster recovery. It's world-class healthcare delivered with a servant's heart right here in Arkansas. Don't wait for a symptom to be your wake-up call. Visit Baptist-Health.com today to schedule your screening. You'll be so glad you did. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
You work out, but you walk the same rounds. You go to the old, never-changing club with old machines and same routines. You need the excitement and variety of the Little Rock Athletic Club or Racquet Club. People will witness the fitness.
Ray Tucker here for Honda of North Little Rock. If you're a fan of the Triumph motorcycles, I have good news for you. Honda of North Little Rock carries the legendary classics to the cutting-edge rides. We carry Daytona 600, the iconic Bonneville Bobber, the TF450X, the stunning Bonneville Elvis Presley Edition, plus the Rocket 3 Evel Knievel. We have gear, bikes, and full service for Triumph enthusiasts. And much, much more. Come see us at Honda of North Little Rock, your family fun headquarters.
Floyd Seafood on Keele Avenue in Sherwood has live Louisiana crawfish. Place your orders by 2 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's also has a store full of Cajun goodies. Floyd Seafood in Sherwood, your homesick Cajun headquarters for live crawfish. Order by 2 p.m. Thursday.
Attention skilled craftsmen, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is hiring only the best that the natural state has to offer. If you're ready for your next big opportunity to have steady work and better pay, Bath Makeover of Arkansas is ready to talk to you. Bath Makeover is looking for plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers to help us keep up with high demand. Bath Makeover is growing our commercial division as well, with the ability to now install over 100 bathrooms a month. Bath Makeover can knock out multi-unit projects quickly, easily 10 bathrooms at a time, in a single week at hotels, apartments, and government housing all across Arkansas. Bath Makeover of Arkansas is looking for only experienced and qualified skilled craftsmen to join our talented team. To learn more about the job opportunities at Bath Makeover of Arkansas, visit BathMakeoverAR.com. That's BathMakeoverAR.com. plumbers, electricians, bathroom installers, and project managers, visit BathMakeoverAR.com. That's BathMakeoverAR.com.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway. The future of luxury today.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
This is Trey Schapp. Tune in each Friday morning at 5:30 right here on The Buzz as I bring you From the Shortgrass, presented by UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine. If you like to hear interesting stories about the game of golf, this is for you. You can also find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
And she has a fantastic view of the North Sea and the West Sands Beach. I hope you enjoy my interview with her coming up here in a matter of minutes.
Nice. Is that not the greatest thing ever, Trey?
It really never gets old.
It doesn't.
Y'all got to stay off my namesake,
it
man.
It's like cool. You couldn't even if you asked him to do that, he could not do that. He could not make that sound. Song, by the way.
Has he given you any feedback on that when y'all were giving him grief?
He's used to it.
Trey Schapp can flip you off with his eyes.
Someone says, by the way, the correct name, Baz, in the movie Gladiator, Russell Crowe is Maximus Decimus Meridius, idiots.
Come on, dude.
Yes, listen, here's the deal.
Yeah, whatever you said.
I've said it six times. I'm just not even
going to. A lot of times when I can't remember, I'm going to throw it out there, and the odds are it's not going to be right, but I go with it.
Throw something else out there with Joey Nichols.
How about National Nurse Day? Did you mention hot lips?
Yeah.
You hold a hand?
Mentioned her the other day as well. Yeah. I don't know why I did that.
Famous, not real nurses. It sounds like you're getting a lot of those.
Well, that's
Florence Nightingale.
My sister-in-law is a nurse in Hot Springs. A couple of my friends are nurses. I think Debbie Carnathan is a friend I went to school with.
Clara Barton, I think, is one of the founders.
Clara Barton is the other one.
Red Cross, right?
Yeah. Her and Flo.
David. Right. I'm just throwing it out there. Yeah. Maybe right. I don't know.
She was a nurse. She was a helper.
She founded the Red Cross.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen you since I did the Jefferson County Sports Hall of Fame the second year.
I think we hung out last week.
Always a great event down there. Here's one. I had two gobblers strutting in a drumming the other day, sitting in my log loader. So for the people that think that logging destroys hunting, I beg to differ.
That's a very good point counterpoint by somebody in the timber industry. It's pretty, here's the thing. Look, I have no doubt that such activities are bothersome. They could maybe scare wildlife off. But, man, I've seen wildlife do some just pretty incredible stuff, like in the face of what you would, certain danger for them. But
Jeff Goldblum in Jurassic Park said, life. Yes. Life finds a way.
That's right. Yeah. Hey, I was going to ask, too, did you see the last couple of days? Two things real quick before we get up the air. In Texas, or maybe it's California, they've had like 8 consecutive days of rattlesnake bites. They don't know why. They've had 8 people get bit in like 8 days in a row by a rattlesnake.
Florida man.
Huh?
Florida man. That's all you need to know.
Yeah. I think this is California.
California
man.
I know.
California man.
The other, did you see about like 2 weeks in a row now you've had a grizzly attack on 2 people?
I did see that in Yellowstone. They shut down a bunch of trails out
there. It's a miracle that anybody survived.
Have they confirmed it's a grizzly? Because the article I read yesterday said they weren't sure yet if it was a black bear or a grizzly.
They looked at the paw prints. It looks like a grizzly. Yeah. My thing, Roger, we talked about this, is that when you're going out, if I'm going to be walking near where there may be a grizzly, Are you allowed to carry a weapon in Yellowstone? I don't want to shoot the bear. But if
can
I
you have the spray?
You can have the spray.
Okay. I don't think listen, the military guys had the spray. It worked.
If there's no metal detector.
I'm just saying, with a shot scare off that bear, if you shot that bear, and you a pistol.
Probably,
that's
what
I'm saying. That's what I would
get.
I don't know
why you're not doing
it. One of the things
you got to wear long boots, you got to wear waders.
What you so the recommend snakes don't get you. Is to make a lot of noise, you know, just as you're
what
walking.
They scare them off. Scary.
They're typically going to bail before you ever get to them.
Someone says, anyone looking at David to get things right is looking in the wrong place.
I don't mind that at all.
Don't talk about my friend like that.
661-1037. There was the other one that's dadgummit. Where did it just said? It
I'm carrying a. I'm, listen, if I, first of all, why am I out there hiking? I don't even know.
Yeah, I wouldn't be out there.
Yeah, I mean, because you want to enjoy nature.
Well, yes, you do. It's not my bag.
I would love to go to Yellowstone and see all the nature, but I'm not going to go out there.
You're going to do it from the comfort and safety of your car.
I mean, I'll get out and walk around a little bit, but I'm not going.
Listen,
that
I don't do the elliptical at 10 Fitness.
What kind of degree would a young man need? This is from Joy. What kind of degree would a young man need to get work for AGFC?
It depends on what kind of work you want. I mean, if you're going to go into a classic field of, you know, fish and wildlife management, biology, then you want to get a biology degree. If you're, you know, going to go into, want to be a game warden, probably criminal justice. If you want to work with my shop, communications or, you know, public relations or something like that. Or you do like me, just get a fancy old liberal arts, very generic degree, and like kind of figure out what you're going to do.
Serves you well. We do want to give a shout out to the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. We've had several of our folks on there, several of your folks that listen to the show are such a
absolutely, yeah. Right, yeah, we got Anne-Marie Doremus is wrapping up.
Oh, I thought you were doing that.
Maximus.
Yeah.
Anne-Marie will finish up her term on June 30th.
Yes.
I know Philip Tappan is a regular listener.
Philip Tappan, 609,
I know those two, and I'm sure some of the others, I know a lot of them listen when they're in town for meetings because I hear about it. I heard you on there and you said this. You know?
We need to occasionally get some of the, bring a couple of them up.
We should do it. Let's try it. We should definitely get Anne-Marie on here in the next, you know, month and a half, 2 months before she goes off the commission to talk about her time.
She still did not get the Gator Hunts moved to other than a weekend on a football season.
Well, that's just when we do it.
Yes, Christian.
I was going to ask Trey, when's the next wild game food thing that we're going to try?
Yeah, what's it? I want a date next week.
All right, I will provide a date next week. We will do something soon.
Okay.
I promise.
We've got to get the date.
Hey, it's don't forget, I will be on the zone today and tomorrow. Check it out. And a caveat, we'll not be representing the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission.
Okay.
You can call with your questions. Chris Kane's on today.
Is he doing tomorrow with you too?
I think Kevin Kelly tomorrow. And I think Hedrick may come in tomorrow. I got a big arm wrestler, a puller coming in and talking
Michael
about
Todd?
It. No, his name is Corey West. He's talking about a big event coming up in June. We're going to talk to him tomorrow. But, you know, so check it out, man.
Oh, very cool. Look at you, radio man. All right, don't go away. Got a lot going on in the 7 o'clock hour. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
One man can't make a team.
Yeah, so what's your point?
Thanks for being part of the Buzz team.
Shut up!
103.7 The Buzz.
Your heart works hard for you every day. Are you taking care of it? UAMS Health makes it easy with our heart health screening. For just $99, you will receive a heart CT scan, cholesterol and glucose testing, kidney and blood pressure assessments, plus stroke risk screening, all with same-day results. If you're over 35 or have a family